Good morning, this is Staff Sergeant Bright with 100th MPAD with Joint Task Force 71 Public Information Office. I'm standing here with Staff Sergeant Alfonso Garcia with the 6th Civil Support Team out of Austin, Texas. We are in Waxahachie. Sergeant Garcia, can you give me a little bit of information about what's going on here today?
Well, today we're assisting TCEQ with doing air monitoring at the fire here in Waxahachie. What we're doing is we're providing real-time telemetry that's monitoring the air in the vicinity of the fire for civilian protection and air monitoring.
Okay, and then what kind of equipment was placed out here earlier today?
Well, we have 5 gas meters made from Ray Systems, and basically what they do is that they monitor the air quality in the environment. We're able to get all that information real time and provide real time accurate information to TCEQ.
And the TCEQ, you're out here in conjunction with the TCEQ. Are you working with any other agencies? I'm sorry, that's the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Are you working with any other agencies, you in particular?
I believe EPA is also working alongside of TCEQ, so it's a joint effort here, 3 agencies working together.
Can you tell me again, what is your position with the 6th Civil Support Team?
Right, I am a Sergeant First Class Alfonso Garcia. I am a Recon NCO with the survey team.
And what is the survey team responsible for?
Survey team is mainly responsible for going downrange, gathering samples, getting accurate information from the downrange perspective.
So whenever you say samples, can you be more specific? Is that dirt or water or air samples? Do you do all 3?
Right, that's correct. We can do an array of air sampling. We can do physical solids, liquids, water samples, soil samples. Whatever the incident commander wants, we can pretty much provide that for our internal lab, or have it sent out to the state lab or whichever agency wants to take possession of that sample.
And for this specific event, can you tell me what it is that you may or may not be monitoring for, or is it kind of, or at this point, is it too difficult to determine what chemicals you're searching for and you're doing more of a broad spectrum, anything that's not normal?
That's correct. It's more of a public safety effort, being that we're dealing with a chemical plant that has a large amount of inventory as far as chemicals are concerned. It's really hard to pinpoint what's out there in the atmosphere. But what we are trying to do is just to get a positive idea of the downrange plume as far as readings are concerned. And so far we haven't gotten any significant readings other than the obvious plume that you see in the background.
Okay.